door and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We're now accepting callers for these pendant keychains. To resist it is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living comfort eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash. Now his hat is on backwards. He can show you his tattoos. He is in the music business. He is calling you dude.
You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is comedian Paul Farvar. And on the line with us is Brandon Weatherby, who is co-author of The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. Hey, Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am exhausted. I am very, very ready for just knowing, I think. Now it's starting to get to that point of I don't know what happens next. And I was watching your video before we started the show tonight talking about your book. Tell us a little bit about why you think the presidential elections in the past have been more like a boxing match.
Well, the analogy has been true. A boxing match is based on sport. It's based on physicality. It's based on preparedness. If you train the hardest, if you understand your opponent's weaknesses, you're going to win. It doesn't matter who you are. That's how it's always been. That's exactly how it was in 2012, 2008, and forever backwards. The difference is Trump is not a boxer. He's a wrestler. And in wrestling, athleticism doesn't matter. The narrative is what matters. Skill, facts. Those things don't matter when it comes to wrestling.
It might, because I grew up with friends who liked wrestling, and I tried getting into it because they liked it. You know, I was one of those kids. So I was never drawn to it. So to me, as an outsider, and I don't know if I'm being sacrilegious when it comes to wrestling, and I say it looks fake to me.
Sure. Yeah, I understand completely, because it's not about sports. It's about theater. It's
right.
The presentation of sports as theater.
And so it's real theater, but it's not real sport.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's so much athletic ability. It's the presence of athleticism, but not the reality of athleticism.
Okay, fair. That sounds, I can consume that. Go ahead, Paul.
And it's also rigged, too, because you know who the winner is going to be.
The winner is determined beforehand by the booker. And in this case, the election of the booker is the American public.
So that's
another difference, how it necessarily isn't, the primary season is different than the general election season.
Who did we book then to win?
Well, in this case, this is a longstanding feud. So in any longstanding feud, there's a blow-off. Today, in 15 minutes today, will be the blow-off. The blow-off is the final bout, the final battle, that's it. Occasionally, these things are dragged out over years, and hence a rematch. That's why you'll see somebody like Romney running twice and losing twice, and that's okay. That's very normal. That's no tea, no shade. It's not necessarily a Democratic or Republican thing. But every single wrestling storyline has to have an endpoint. This is the natural endpoint for this one. So the finish is what's going to be the most interesting, obviously.
Well, is there ever...
I apologize.
No. I'm sorry. You want to say about your co-author. Go ahead.
Yeah, he thinks it's going to be clear-cut. Hillary's going to win. Donald Trump will have to concede due to the numbers. And I think there's going to be a dusty finish. A dusty finish is named after Dusty Rhodes, a famous booker out of the South. He's a beloved character in wrestling circles. And a dusty finish is when there's a winner, but it's not exactly clear-cut. There's some interference around the outside, hence the feud continues.
Does the crowd then get involved when there's a dusty finish?
Somewhat. They'll definitely get involved based on their reactions and
right.
their cheers and or their boos.
Is there ever chaos and like a stampede or like some sort?
There have been riots in the past in wrestling before wrestling was as popular as it was in the 80s and the Attitude Era in the late 90s. There were some riots, especially in the South, but that hasn't happened for a long time.
Okay, and people in the audience getting hurt and fights breaking out.
Usually it's the wrestlers themselves.
Okay.
Famous wrestling manager Bobby Heenan is actually from Chicago, and he actually got stabbed in Chicago because he was such a good manager. So it's possible. It's highly unlikely because everyone knows their role at this point. So.
Okay, and we'll talk a little bit about their roles because I want to find out more about terms like the heel and the face. So when we come back, there's my little tease, although for people who know wrestling, they understand where we're going with this. But we are talking to Brandon Weatherby, who has co-authored the book, The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. And folks can find that at Amazon.com and your traditional reading locations.
Absolutely. The easiest way to do it is just go to DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com.
Oh, I like that one. Go to DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com and pick up your copy or download your copy. It's downloadable.
Absolutely.
Perfect. We are talking to Brandon Weatherby, and also follow him on the Twitters and the Instagrams. Tell everybody how to find that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sign YMTE.
SYMTE.
No. @ I apologize. YMTE.
YMTE. You, me, them, everybody.
Exactly.
Yay. Brandon Weatherby, more with Brandon and Paul Farvar when we come back on 720 WGN. Listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio right across the lake from us in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Donald Trump is holding one of his final rallies, and I believe it's his final rally. The election night is wrapping up, and people are going to be going to the polls. And joining us in studio is Paul Farvar. Maybe we just lock the doors and just stay here till it's all over and just watch whatever happens from
the
here.
Riots, yeah.
I don't know if there'll be any riots. Well, people thought there would be riots after the Cubs won, and that turned out just fine.
I think in Chicago we're okay, but I do think there's going to be some craziness. I think even in 2008 there was some in different, not in Chicago, but in like Indiana there was. So.
Well, and joining us on the line is Brandon Weatherby, who has co-authored the book The Donald: How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. And speaking of 2008, in your video you also show that Barack Obama, president at the time he was running for the office of the presidency, and John McCain and Hillary Clinton all were participated in a video for the World Wrestling event, weren't they?
Yeah, on the night before the Pennsylvania primary in 2008, all three candidates appeared on Monday Night Raw because the road to the White House goes through WrestleMania. Every candidate understands the power of this platform, and most people, and I completely understand why, completely negate it. They think it's for rubes and dumb people, and that's fine, but it's a billion-dollar industry that's traded every day on the New York Stock Exchange, so maybe we should pay attention to it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by the theater of what is happening. And right now on my screen in the studio on CNN, side by side, Hillary Clinton is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Donald Trump is in Grand Rapids. Again, actually, people in Michigan can hear us now. I don't know that they can in North Carolina. But I've heard enough of their speeches, the content of what they say, the quality of what they have to offer. And they do seem to fit into the two the archetypes of wrestling that you put forward in your book, the heel and the face. Tell us a little bit about that.
Heel is bad, face is good. You boo the heel, you cheer the face. The best heel of all time is Ric Flair. Ric Flair was this blonde guy. He strutted around. He said woo a lot. Woo, that's from Ric Flair. And he always cheated and always bent the rules, and he always bladed. Blading means when you cut yourself on the forehead and it looks like you got really badly damaged, but you're just pricking yourself just a little bit to bleed a lot. Anyways, he was great at that. He was great at saying, I'm the best. I'm better than you. My shoes cost more than your house. That is a very standard heel tactic.
That's how I got into a fight in grade school, in high school, by the way. I mean, it was the tipping point, but somebody said that my clothes are worth more than your parents pay in rent. Why is that a thing that people say to each other? I don't understand that.
Ric Flair's the best. Whoever said that to you was great, because they're stealing from Ric Flair. He's great. His daughter's currently wrestling. She's also fantastic.
It was a boy. It was a boy that I got in a fight with.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, he was picking on a child with special needs. And
Once again, a heel's a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's so funny that you say this, because it all is making
all
sense in my universe.
All the pieces fit.
And then he would pick a fight with a girl that was trying to step in between him and a child with special needs. This is all feeling very real to me.
That's what heels do. Here's a real simple way to sum all of this up. The entire election cycle really is based from Rosie O'Donnell. That's where all of this stems from. I'm not joking. He insulted a contestant. Rosie O'Donnell said, hey, you shouldn't insult women. And he says, who are you? You're fat, you're ugly, blah, 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 blah. That's how he got involved even more so in the WWE. Donald Trump was part of wrestling since the early 80s. Trump Plaza hosted WrestleManias 4 and 5, but he really didn't do much until WrestleMania 23. That was the Battle of the Billionaires, where he shaved Vince McMahon's head. You've probably seen that image of the last 18 months.
Yes.
That all stemmed from the Rosie O'Donnell feud. That began because they had Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump impersonators wrestle. Real-life Donald Trump comes on the television and says, hey, that's not good, and then they fought at WrestleMania 23. All of that led to Donald Trump continuing to be in the media for the next 3 years, which led to him appearing at the correspondence dinner, which led to him being insulted by Obama, the lack of respect, and that's where we're at on November 8th, 2016.
You know, oh, can I say it? Can
Vince
I say
it? McMahon started this whole thing.
No, can I say it? Thanks, Obama. More Brendan Weatherby when we come back after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm sharing my stories of how I got into a fight in high school with a boy who was picking on another kid who had special needs, and Paul Farvar and Bob Ferguson are amused. Brendan Weatherby has written a book called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling and Apparently a Schoolyard Fight. It's all the same thing, isn't it, Brendan?
Yes, it's always been the same thing.
I don't know when to talk to you next because I want to see your evaluation of what happens tomorrow. Do you want to talk later in the week?
Absolutely.
And, yes. Okay, so let's figure out a time. I think we can do Wednesday night again at 11:30. Would that work?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that and get some rest. Are you going to be up all night watching everything that happens over the next 24 hours?
No, absolutely not. I'm a straight white man. No matter what happens, I'm completely fine in this country. One thing before I leave. I want to thank you so much for letting me be a part of the convention coverage. I was able to call in every night from both the RNC and the DNC, thanks to you and thanks to WGN. And if anything, it just illuminated my thesis so much more, and it made it so much clearer that, like, oh, yeah, it's just a game, and if you play it as such, you will not get upset, number one. And number two, Donald Trump has still not congratulated the Chicago Cubs on the World Series championship, and considering the Ricketts gave him a hell of a lot of money, and Clinton thanked the Cubs, and Obama thanked the Cubs, and Obama's a White Sox supporter, if you're still on the fence and you're listening to this right now and you support for the Chicago Cubs in any way, doesn't that say something about a man? If you can't congratulate the Chicago Cubs, what kind of person are you?
That's a good point. Wait, he didn't congratulate the Cubs?
No.
Check his Twitter feed. He's the only
one. They took away his Twitter feed.
Yeah, they took away his phone. So
that's even worse management. And it's not like he hasn't tweeted horrible things about the Cubs and the Ricketts this year.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right.
That's a very good point. Oh, see, well, there you go. If you're a Cubs fan, just not for nothing. It's
listen to WGN Radio. You're a Cubs fan. Stop lying to yourself if you pretend you're not.
I like the way you think. I like the cut of your jib, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, Brendan, we look forward to talking to you on Wednesday night when this is all. Hopefully we'll know what's going on Wednesday night.
Unless his co-author is right and it gets dusty.
Oh.
Right?
He thinks it's dusty. Brendan thinks it's going to be a dusty finish. We'll find out if it's a dusty finish. We're going to find out who was right, you or your co-author. Sound good?
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
Of course. And, again, the website one more time before I throw the news is?
DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com. That's a real website. It's so stupid.
DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com. The rest of what Brendan just said is not part of the website address. Thanks, Brendan. Get some rest.
Put it in and see what happens. I can't promise anything.
Well, yeah, it should work out just fine. Thanks so much, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a great one.